Les Paul is mostly remembered for his musical innovations, especially the electric guitar that bears his name. But he was also an accomplished jazz guitarist, and as NPR's Joel Rose reports on what would have been Paul's 100th birthday, he was never happier than when he was playing for a live audience.
Say the name Les Paul to anybody born after 1960, and they'll probably think you're talking about an electric guitar. Paul himself knew this, says his friend Lou Paulo.
In fact, he would go on some jobs and say, "See, I'm not a guitar. Here I am, I'm Les Paul."
Paulo is a singer and guitarist who shared the stage with Les Paul every Monday night for close to three decades. They played a bit of everything Paul had done over his career, including country, pop, and jazz.
He loved playing the melody, and that is very hard to do. A lot of people think it's easy. It's not easy. With feeling, like Les did, he played Over the Rainbow so pretty, I never heard anyone play it like Les played it.
Lester William Paulsfuss was born in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He got his start playing and singing country music on the radio in the morning and jazz at night. Paul first heard jazz on the radio in Waukesha, as he told NPR in 1996.
When I heard Art Tatum, when I heard Fats Waller, I knew that jazz is where I'd like to go. And you know, I dropped from $1,000 a week as a country singer down to $5 a week as a jazz player. And I said, there's something wrong. And that's when I formed the Les Paul Trio. And then I was down the middle of the road.
By the mid-1940s, Paul was in Los Angeles, and he was invited to play in the landmark Jazz at the Philharmonic concert series, where he jammed with pianist Nat King Cole. Phil Schaap is a jazz radio host and historian.
They talk back and forth at each other, and it just knocks out the musicians on stage and the audience. And it has been the primary illustration of Les Paul, the jazz artist, ever since.
Jazz was only one of Les Paul's interests. He played with some of the biggest pop acts of the 1940s, including Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. But his solo breakthrough came thanks to recording techniques he developed in his garage. Paul used acetate discs and later reel-to-reel tape machines to record himself playing multiple parts. And he sped up those recordings to make it sound like he was playing even faster than he could in real life.
He was an incredible effects engineer.
Pat Martino met Les Paul in the late 1950s. Today, Martino is a master jazz guitarist himself. He was a 12-year-old prodigy from Philadelphia when his parents took him to see Paul for the first time. A few years later, Martino went to stay with Les Paul at his home in New Jersey for 6 months.
He was an inventor. And of course, he applied that in such a way that it enhanced the effect that he had as a guitarist in terms of his ability and his clarity with precision.
Just as Les Paul's solo career was taking off, he was badly injured in a car accident in 1948. Doctors told him they couldn't rebuild his right elbow, so Paul told them to fuse the elbow at a 90-degree angle so that he could keep playing guitar. After the accident, Paul had his biggest hits with his wife, singer Mary Ford.
Somewhere there's music, I'll play the tune.
It was in the early 1950s that Paul helped design the solid-body electric guitar that bears his name. It's still a favorite with rock players, but the rise of rock and roll took a toll on Les Paul, the musician. He retired from performing in 1965, but he missed it. So in the 1980s, he got a weekly gig at a small nightclub in Manhattan.
All my life, I was torn between being commercial and playing jazz. If you play jazz, you don't eat. You don't sell your records and the air gets thin. today, I say, I don't care about money. I don't care about anything. I just go in and play. Now I can play jazz.
Les Paul's bandmate at those weekly gigs was singer and guitarist Lou Paulo. He says right up to the end, Paul was constantly tweaking the band's sound.
You know, Lou, last week your guitar has sounded a little on a high side. Now, that cut down the treble. He was a perfectionist, fussy with that sound, all the way up to 94 years old.
By then, arthritis prevented Paul from playing with the blazing speed he had shown earlier in his career. But it didn't keep him off the stage, as he told NPR in 2005.
Every setback might be the very thing that makes you carry on and fight all the harder and become that much better. And I probably will play till I fall over and that's the end.
Les Paul played every Monday night until just a few months before his death in 2009. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.